the Baraboo girls game. The Thunderbirds lead 28-20 at the half over Fort Atkinson.
Well, nice. It'd be nice for the girls to get a win tonight, especially going into the stretch where they're going to be on the road for a bit there. They can use a confidence booster.
Technically, they're the home team tonight, but yeah, it's a road game. Thunderbird basketball. Here's Rivas. Fakes a three. Now he's going to fire from the right wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Vikings. And on the other end, a quick score. Jacob Hibner with another deuce. He's got six.
Boy, no hesitation that time by Hibner. Just attacked the basket.
He came off the bench early in the first half. He is starting here in the second half. He was active in the first half for the Vikings. 25-17, Rivas with a long three. That's a thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas with a dozen points. And it's an 11-point Baraboo lead. And a turnover. Tanner Gekkonen comes away with the loose ball. And on the other end, Dan Olson's going to get his first field goal on a sweet feed. He finishes and draws a foul. Thunderbirds coming out strong to open the second half.
Doing a nice job of just running the floor, taking what they're given, and found Dan that time on the block.
Olson's free throw is in the air and rattles in. So he has four. Thunderbirds leading by 14.
You talked about him possibly heating up here in the second half. We'll see how that plays out.
I get one right every now and then. Hibner on the dribble. Nice penetration. Gets into the lane. Misses the shot but draws a foul. You can see he's on a mission to start the second half too. Get the Vikings back in this ballgame.
Maybe that was part of their halftime conversation. You need to attack the basket. So the foul goes against Alex Hannigan. It's going to be his first foul. Team first here in the second half. Hibner's first shot is up and good.
So Hibner now is the leading scorer for the Vikings so far. Richter's going to check out. Vail's in the ballgame. Hibner's second free throw. A little short off the rim. Olson grabs the rebound. Here come the Thunderbirds. They're moving to our right here in the second half as we face the court here at Baraboo High School. Hannigan looking to dribble. He's got a lane all the way to the hoop. Layup attempt is no good, but he draws the foul on Hibner. Hannigan's going to shoot two.
So for Hibner, that's going to be his third, and that could be a factor here down the stretch.
No doubt. Hannigan dribbles. Delivers, scores the first one. Hibner pleading his case to the official. He thought he was straight up. Hannigan's second free throw is a swish. 6 points for the Thunderbird point guard. 15-point lead. That equals the Thunderbird's biggest lead of the game. Vikings need a bucket. Thunderbirds continue to play man-to-man defensively. LaShawn Brown picks up his dribble, finds Johnson. Johnson wants to penetrate, draws a little bump from Bear Lefevre on his way into the lane. That's a foul on the floor.
So for Bear, that'll be his first foul.
Vikings inbound from the end line. Vail finds Hibner, he's going to fire a corner three. A little strong off the rim, no good. Olson with a strong rebound, and it's Baraboo basketball. Vikings have really struggled from distance.
They've struggled from distance, and they've struggled with some up close, too.
Indeed. Hence the 15-point Baraboo advantage. Carter Rivas on a dribble drive. He spins, gets it out to Olson, who finds Hannigan for a reset. Tanner Gekkonen in the right corner. He hit three triples in the first half. He's going to find Hannigan, right wing. Hannigan looking to penetrate on Hibner. Kicks it out. Gekkonen for three. Nope. Oh, are they going to get a three-point foul?
I think they are.
Shot foul, I mean.
I think that foul's going to go against LaShawn Brown.
It is indeed. And Carter Rivas is grimacing over near the sideline. A little hitch in his giddy-up. He's been a key performer tonight for Baraboo.
He certainly has. He's done it on both ends of the floor, and he's knocked down some big threes.
So Gekkonen goes to the line, rattles in the first. He's in double digits already. We've seen Tanner struggle to find the range at times in the season, but he's been deadly tonight. Second free throw is good as well. Can he go 3 for 3? Free
Looks
throws in
like
the
it.
Air. And that is pure as can be. A dozen for Geckerman. He and Rivas continue to lead the Thunderbird offense. And Baraboo now doubling up the Vikings, 36-18.
And Tanner's had a good night on the defensive end, knocking away a couple of passes that turned into turnovers.
Vikings still trying to get their offense on track. They find Sullivan in the post. He's doubled. Hannigan's got to be careful. Yeah, he draws a foul.
Yep.
He reached in. It'll be a foul on the ground. Vikings will inbound beneath their basket.
Well, that'll be Alex's second foul, third team foul here in the second half.
They find Sullivan on the inbound. His shot attempt is no good, but they're going to get Dan Olson for a foul.
Yeah, Dan had his back turned on the inbound pass there. They just threw it up, and he was in a tough spot.
Yeah. So Sullivan's going to shoot a pair. He's still looking for his first points of the ball game. 15 and a half minutes to go in the game. It's Baraboo 36, Stoughton 18. Sullivan dribbles, shoots, and rattles one in, so he is on the board. We got the Baraboo T-Bird in attendance again. More T-Bird sightings lately. Sullivan sinks the second one.
I think the cold weather brings them out.
And That must be.
Though it was kind of balmy today, to be honest with you.
But maybe it's this red-hot T-Birds team. Five-game winning streak brings out the T-Bird. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's good to see the T-Bird. And there's a kick on the Vikings. Thunderbirds will keep the ball. Thunderbirds last season were 17-9. They went 6-8 in the Badger small. We talked about how the Vikings were the conference champs, regional champs, and were fell one game short of the state tournament last year. But right now, the Thunderbirds have them on the ropes. Hannigan drives, kicks out to Lefevre. He gets it to Rivas, left wing for a three. That one rattles out.
Nice ball movement that time by the Thunderbirds.
Sullivan snares the rebound. Here come the Vikings. There's Johnson on the left block. He kicks it out. Hittner's going to fire for three, right wing. Short off the rim, no good. Vikings continue to struggle from distance. Rivas on the bounce. Looks like a zone look now defensively from Stoughton.
2-2-1 looks like. Or 1-3-1.
Thunderbirds patiently working around the perimeter. You got a four-guard lineup with Dan Olson in the middle. Lefevre looking to drive baseline. Kicks it out to Geckerman. Swings over to Rivas. Wide open three, right wing. Off the back iron, no good. But there's Tanner Geckerman with the offensive rebound. Ooh, unfortunately throws it away. Nice rebound.
Boy,
turnover. I know they're gonna refs are gonna talk this over. There might have been a tip. Thunderbirds are gonna keep it. Substitution for the Vikings. Aiden Clowder comes in, replacing LaShawn Brown.
Well, that's one of the things you risk when you go to zone is that, you know, if the team that moved the ball well, they're gonna break you down, they're gonna find an open shooter.
Rebounding can be the challenge in the zone for sure. Thunderbird basketball. They lead by 16. There's a pass stolen. Jaron Vail with the pick. Drives it up court as well. He finds a wide open Sullivan in the corner for three. That's good. And at last, the Vikings drain a triple.
Sullivan has scored the last 5 points for the Vikings.
36-23, Baraboo, under 14 minutes to go.
Geckerman, the baseline runner there.
They're trying to get him at corner three.
Yeah.
Against the zone. So they've got Hannigan and Rivas out on either side of the Thunderbird logo. And like you mentioned, you got Geckerman running baseline.
Well, you got a couple of shooters here. This could
sure do.
You know, I know that they got to do something to get back in this ball game, but this could cost them.
Pierre Lefevre's going to fire for three from the right wing. That's no good. Johnson with the rebound.
He'll Not only it that, up. It allows you to take more time off the clock.
Well, there's that. And there's a pass punched away by Hannigan. Rivas comes away with the loose ball. He's looking to score another layup. A little too strong, no good. Rebound is to the Vikings. They're going to go the other way. Clawitter's got it. He's weaving through traffic. Nice backdoor cut and pass to Hibner. His shot attempt is no good, but he draws a foul. A spirited exchange will send Hibner to the line. He's got 7 already for the Vikings. John Moon is set to check in for Baraboo.
And that foul's going to go against Hannigan. It's his third foul, so I think he's going to take a little seat here on the bench.
I think that's who Johnny Moon's going to come get.
Yep.
We're going to see Mason Richter return for the Vikings, as well as LaShawn Brown.
Hibner hits his first.
Johnson checks out for Stoughton. And looks like Richter's going to wait. He's coming in for the shooter. Under 13 minutes to play. Hibner's second free throw is good. So he will be replaced by Richter. Baraboo basketball. Some token backcourt pressure applied by LaShawn Brown. This 1-3-1 defense. There's a kick. Baraboo will keep it. Vikings could have a hell of a hockey team. A lot of skate saves.
Well, you know, those Norskis, they're used to those winter sports.
Indeed. Good thing we aren't curling tonight. We'd be in serious trouble.
I don't know about their hockey team, but I know they have a heck of an opera house down there in Stoughton.
Here's a corner three for Tanner Geckerman. Off the backboard, no good, but Dan Olson grabs the rebound. It's stripped away. Loose ball. Rivas grabs it. Thunderbird's going to get a reload. Rivas driving into the traffic, draws a foul. LaShawn Brown is nonplussed.
It's kind of an awkward possession that time. Thunderbirds will get a chance to reset here.
So once again, the T-Birds are going to have two guards out on the perimeter, one middle man, a couple of baseline runners. Rivas fakes the three, finds Geckerman. Pass nearly stolen away by Rivas. He's going to fire a long three from the right wing. A little too strong. Rebound. Up for grabs. Bouncing around. Johnny Moon's got it. And we're going to have a foul. They might get Sullivan.
And that works out for the Thunderbirds because they were going to lose that on the possession.
I was going to say they were trying to tie it up, but it did look like Moon had possession and they were making some contact.
So that foul is going to go against Sullivan. That's going to be his second, team fifth.
Moon checks out. He's replaced by Hannigan. Hannigan will inbound from the end line. Rivas fakes a three, kicks it out. Thunderbirds will continue to work it around the perimeter. Under 12 minutes to go. Thunderbirds lead by 11. Hannigan finds Geckerman. Top of the key for three. Short. Bounces out of bounds to Stoughton.
And Tanner, who was hot earlier from beyond the arc, has been a little bit cool the last couple of times.
Cooling off.
Let's see if he can heat up again.
Vikings trying to get this down to single digits here as we head down the stretch of the second half. Vikings moving to our left, wearing their road black jerseys and shorts. They find Carter Sullivan on a wide open drive, left hand kiss off the backboard. All of a sudden, Carter Sullivan has become a factor.
Well, Dan Olson that time got pinned behind a screen and he just couldn't recover.
Sullivan scored a total of 11 points in the two meetings last season. He's got a quick seven all in the second half. Rivas is going to fire again for three. That's a thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds, Carter Rivas.
A nice approach by Carter. He set up and he knew right away he was going to take that shot.
Sullivan on the dribble drive. It's tapped away and it's going to be out of bounds off the Vikings. It'll be Thunderbird basketball. John Moon is going to return and replace Tanner Geckerman. Jacob Hibner is going to check in for LaShawn Brown. Carter Rivas. Game high, 15 points here with almost 11 minutes yet to play.
And a little bit more full court pressure here.
Vikings have gone back to playing man-to-man. They've been in and out of the zone tonight.
I think the zone was allowing the Thunderbirds to take a lot of time on their possessions. And when you're trailing at this point, you can't afford to give up that much time.
Hannigan on the drive. Fires out to Moon. He's going to shoot for three. Left wing. Rattles out. No good. Rebound to Vail. And the Vikings. He finds Hibner. He wants to stop and pop. Three. Left wing. No dice. Loose ball. Into the hands of Richter. Now it's batted around. A reload for the Vikings. Hibner on the drive. Kicks it out. We've got bodies on the floor.
Drowning pool. All right, that's who sang that song.
Here's Carter Sullivan into traffic. That's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to go the other way. Turnover.
Sullivan complaining about that, but that was a quality set there. I think you can't argue. So that's going to be Sullivan's third.
Baraboo basketball. The Thunderbirds lead by 12, under 10 minutes to go.
Dan Olson there taking that charge.
Hannigan looking to penetrate. Now he looks to kick out to Rivas. He finds Moon, right wing. Moon into traffic. They're going to get him for a walk. Traveling turnover, Baraboo. Vikings ball.
And that's a tough call because it was a walk, but he had nowhere to go.
He
could not put the ball on the floor there.
Right. Johnson returns for Stoughton, replacing Clawitter. Moon will check out. He is replaced by Lefevre. No, Geckerman, sorry. Geckerman returns. Under 9.5 minutes to go. Baraboo 39, Stoughton 27. Hibner dribbles it up for Stoughton. Picks up his dribble. Finds Sullivan. Sullivan's going to pop from the right elbow. That's good. He's red hot. Carter Sullivan with 9 second half points. 10-point game.
Yeah, he's done the bulk of scoring for them here in the second half.
Hannigan picks up his dribble. Tries to find Geckerman. Hannigan is able to grab it, and Coach Fish is able to get a 30-second timeout to help Thunderbirds reset this possession that was quickly going awry. This will give me a chance to run down these sponsors of these broadcasts. These include the State Farm Insurance, Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. We did have a scoring update earlier in girls basketball action. The Thunderbirds lead Fort Atkinson 28-20 at halftime. They're playing in the Badger Challenge at Oregon High School. We'll see if Feldy can get us some more updates. You know, since we don't have any home games for a while, she's earning her keep by reporting from afar.
I tell you, she does her homework.
That she does.
She puts me to shame.
The girls also have another road game coming up at Westfield. As I mentioned earlier, tonight's game in the Badger Challenge, technically the Thunderbirds are the home team, but this is part of a long road swing. Whereas the boys had a home game Tuesday night, that overtime thriller win over Edgewood. They're here tonight, and they'll be home again versus Mauston on Tuesday. Back to action here. We got Bear Lefevre with a three ball from the left corner that rolls all the way around the rim, and rims out no good. Stoughton with the rebound. Hibner on the dribble. He picks it up, kicks it out. Sullivan, top of the key. Rattles out no good. Geckerman with a big rebound.
I told him not to tighten those rims this morning.
John Gunnell has that kind of pull around here.
Well, apparently I don't, because they look like it tightened up on that one.
Hannigan's got the ball out at the Thunderbird logo, working on Hibner. Hands to Geckerman. Vikings have extended their man-to-man defense, and that's going to be a foul on Johnson out on the perimeter. Got a little handsy with Bear Lefevre.
That's Johnson's first. Team 7, so that's going to send Bear Lefevre to the line.
How about that? So with 8 minutes to go, it's already bonus time for the Thunderbirds. LaShawn Brown is going to check in. He'll replace Jaron Vale. Brown led the Vikings in scoring in the first half of 5. In the second half, it's been all Carter Sullivan and Jacob Hibner. Lefevre's free throw bounces in. That's a big make on the front end, and that's Bear Lefevre's first scratch of the night. He hit a couple of big free throws in Tuesday night's win.
He certainly did.
Second free throw is in the air. That's short off the front iron. LaShawn Brown grabs the rebound. He finds Vale, who finds Brown. Now he's on the drive. Gets to the right block. Shooting attempt, no good, but he grabs a rebound. Kicks it out to a wide open Sullivan for three from the right wing. Carter Sullivan, red hot.
He's got a dozen now here, all coming in the second half.
8-point game. Baraboo 80, Stoughton 32. Hannigan dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out to Geckerman. Now he'll get it back at the logo. Senior point guard looking to penetrate, kicks it out. Geckerman, three ball, right wing. That's a thunderbolt. for the Thunderbirds. Tanner Geckerman finds the range, and the lead is 11.
And maybe it's back.
And what great work by Alex Hannigan, dribbling in and out of traffic till you find a wide-open shooter. Coach Weber wants a timeout for the Vikings. This will be a full timeout on the floor. This will give us a chance to run down the Baraboo Athletics calendar. We talked a little bit about the boys and girls basketball schedules. After the girls play tonight in the Badger Challenge, they'll be at Westfield on Tuesday as part of that long road swing we mentioned. Girls hockey will host Northland Pines tomorrow, and they'll take on Viroqua at Reedsburg on Tuesday. Boys hockey team will host Onalaska on Tuesday. The wrestling team has an invitational at Nakusa tomorrow. Gymnastics team has an invitational at Holman tomorrow, and then a dual meet at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday. Swimming team has an invitational at Fond du Lac on Saturday, and then a dual meet at Stoughton on Tuesday. You can't beat a Saturday in Nakusa. That's what I always say, John.
No, I totally agree. I can't believe that's not the slogan for their city. Baraboo's the greatest place on earth, but you can't beat a Saturday in Nakusa.
Here, our score is Baraboo 43, Stoughton 32, with 7 minutes, 10 seconds left. Vikings making a spirited effort to get back in this ballgame in the second half, spearheaded by Carter Sullivan. Vikings basketball coming out of the timeout. They're looking to get this down to single digits as we head down the stretch. Hibner finds Sullivan. He's going to fire for three again. Off the rim, no good, but nice rebound by Richter, and he draws a foul. We saw this early in the game with Thunderbirds struggling to control the boards, but they did get control toward the middle part of this game, and now the Vikings are grabbing some offensive boards.
Yeah, that's Geckerman's second foul. No one really into foul trouble to speak of. Alex Hannigan has three for the Thunderbirds, and Sullivan has three for the Vikings, as does Hibner.
So it's Vikings ball on the inbound. Hibner stonewalled by Lefevre, gives it up. LaShawn Brown, he'll kick it out. Hibner's going to fire a long three from the right wing. That rolls around the rim, no good. Hannigan grabs the board, and he'll dribble it up. LaShawn Brown is going to apply some pressure in the backcourt. Hannigan needs to find a teammate ASAP. There we go. He finds Rivas. Thunderbirds maintain control despite the Stoughton pressure. Hannigan's got a lane to the hoop. Kisses it off the glass for two. Alex Hannigan. He's got eight.
Two big points there for Hannigan. Just he has a knack for just providing that when you need it.
Thunderbirds lead by 13. 6 minutes left. Hibner feeds Sullivan. They've been the top two performers in the second half. Hibner for three. Left wing. No good, but there's Sullivan with the offensive rebound. Left-handed flip, no good. Ball is loose. Dan Olson comes away with it and draws a foul. Dan Olson with a strong rebound and draws a foul.
I think that foul is going to go on Hibner, and for him, that would be his fourth.
I think you are right. And that's going to send Dan Olson to the line. This is a one-and-one situation. Johnson will check back in for the Vikings. He's going to replace Brown. And also hopping up is Holden Ackerman. He'll replace Mason Richter. And for the Thunderbirds, John Moon checks in. He'll take the spot of Bear Lefevre. Thunderbirds 45, Vikings 32. Under 6 minutes left. Dan Olson at the line, his first attempt. No good. Misses the front end. Jay Johnson grabs the rebound, and the Vikings have an opportunity to cut into this Baraboo lead. Hibner on the drive, into contact. Shot attempt, no good. That's a tough foul on Johnny Moon. But Hibner got half a step.
Yeah, that's one either you're going to foul him or he's going to get a layup.
Right.
For Johnny, that's his seventh here in the second half for the team.
Hibner sinks the free throw. He's got nine. Cyrus Mahoney will return. He's going to take Dan Olson's place. So the Thunderbirds are going to be going small here. An undersized forward and four guards. Probably not for long. We haven't seen Isaiah Romano Thompson the past couple of games.
We have not.
Hibner's second free throw was good as well, so he's into the double digits.
I have him for 11.
Oh, there you go.
I think Romano Thompson on the bench there is in street clothes.
Oh, you
so
know
I don't
what?
Think you're going to see him tonight.
You're exactly right. 45-34, Baraboo leads Stoughton. Ticking down to just about 5 minutes to play. Hannigan with another nice-looking drive to the hoop. And a finish. And a foul. Three-point play opportunity for the Thunderbirds point guard.
Again, nice drive by Alex that time. Just a senior who knows what to do and when to do it.
So now Hannigan into double digits. He's going to shoot one. And that racks it up to 9 team fouls for the Vikings. So the Thunderbirds will shoot 2 the rest of the way. Hannigan sinks the free throw for the 3-point play. Thunderbirds continue to control this game, leading by 14.
Alex now has 11 points on the night as well.
There's a ball off the leg of Johnny Moon. Vikings will keep it. As predicted, Dan Olson's break was brief. He replaces Cyrus Mahoney. Vikings will inbound from the end line beneath their own basket, trailing by 14. Carter Sullivan's got it, hands to Hibner. He's going to fire for 3. Rims out, no good. Nice rebound by Jay Johnson. His putback is blocked by Geckerman, but they're going to get him for a foul. Ooh, he thought he had a clean block.
Kind of looked like he did.
So Jay Johnson's going to shoot 2.
For Geckerman, that'll be his 3rd. He's had such a great night tonight.
He certainly has. The bad news for him is he's about to come out for Bear LaFever. Johnson dribbles, shoots, it rattles in. Jay Johnson's 1st point of the night. He scored 8 points in the meeting between these two teams at Stoughton last season. Geckerman does indeed check out, replaced by LaFever.
When I first saw his name in the program, I'm like, Jay Johnstone, please.
He's a funny guy. 2nd free throw from Johnson. That's off the back iron, no good. Rivas grabs the rebound off the floor, and it's Baraboo basketball. Under 5 minutes to go. Thunderbirds 48, Vikings 35. Hannigan on the dribble. He finds Rivas. Vikings extending their half-court defense. Dan Olson with a kick out. LaFever for 3. Left wing. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Bear LaFever for 3. Stoughton looks to answer. Sullivan on the drive. Into traffic. Scores and 1. They're going to get LaFever for a foul. Another tough foul for the T-Birds.
For LaFever, that'll be his 3rd.
Sullivan's going to shoot 1.
2nd.
The Vikings on the other end, they're drawing out that half-court defense, trying to apply some pressure, but that results, as a free throw was made by Sullivan, but what that results in is some open three-point shooters, and the T-Birds are making the Vikings pay from beyond the arc. Here we have a 30-second timeout for the Vikings.
Sullivan continues to add up points here in the second half.
Yeah, what is he up to, like 15 in the second half?
Yep.
Impressive performance. And the Vikings, honestly, they've just really struggled to get back in this game. They're trying to shoot 3s to get back in it and just haven't been real successful from out there. It's hard to make a comeback without that 3-point shot.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, and when they went into that zone, I thought it gave the Thunderbirds the opportunity to you know, maybe not increase the lead, but certainly to take some time off the clock, and then it makes it difficult to get back in the game.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do in that situation? You got to throw something different.
You got to do something different, right? And you basically challenge the T-Birds to sink some 3s, which they have been doing. They've been equal to the challenge. I'm told that Isaiah Romano Thompson has a knee injury.
Wow,
we have a fan who has direct access to the coaching staff. That's the key. Inbound goes to Alex Hannigan. T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. They lead by 13, just over 4 minutes to go. And now the Thunderbirds are going to take a timeout, get their offense set.
You got to remember, though, in that situation, you don't have to panic. You got the lead. You know, they got to come after you. So even if you get in trouble, you can either take a timeout or they're probably going to come and foul you.
Right, and you've got the timeouts. Hopefully you aren't going to need them in a nail biter like we saw on Tuesday. Why not get it set here before trouble strikes? Well, we'll take this opportunity to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These are the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. So for the T-Birds, if they're able to hold on here, that would be win number 6 in a row. Heading into a game, home game versus Mauston
I like those old matchups with the former South Central Conference.
Yes. Yep. The good old days. Speaking of spending a Saturday in Nakusa.
One of the perks of being in the South Central. Mm.
There were so many. Speaking of which, I'll be in Adams tomorrow for some.
Boy, you are making the rounds.
Officiating some youth basketball, yeah. It'll be Baraboo basketball coming in after the timeout. Thunderbirds lead 51-38. Down to 4 minutes to play. Thunderbirds moving to our right in the second half. Hannigan on the drive. Draws a foul. No, he's called for traveling.
Well,
turnover at Baraboo.
Okay, 3:55 here to go.
Vikings trying to chip away here, right? You try to get into single digits, take it from there. Hibner crosses the timeline on the dribble. He's going to get a screen from Jay Johnson. Sullivan now, top of the key, looking to drive into traffic. No plan. Ball's out of bounds. They're going to keep it, though.
Both the offensive and defensive player, they're looking like, shouldn't there be a foul?
Well, right. Sullivan was thinking he's had some good success drawing fouls, but, yeah, he had nothing cooking. The ref isn't going to bail him out. Stoughton will inbound from the end line. Sullivan on the drive again. This time he's got a plan. Gets right to the hoop.
Makes you wonder where he was in the first half.
No kidding. 17, right, in the second half. Incredible performance. Hannigan double-teamed in the backcourt. He finds Geckerman. Geckerman now double-teamed. It's stolen away. Hibner looking to go all the way. He draws a foul. The ball's going to be out of bounds, but I think it's going to give him two here. Let's see. Looked like he was on his way up.
I think he's going to give him two, yep.
Yep, it's going to be two shots coming up for Hibner.
Well, chance for them to cut the lead here to 9.
For sure.
With the clock not running.
In this case, that defensive pressure they applied paid off. T-Birds, the free throw is good. T-Birds unable to burn the Vikings with some threes.
Okay, I'm going to jinx him here because he's 6 out of 6 from the free throw line.
And there's a bunch of young T-Birds behind the backboard trying to distract. Second free throw is a swish as well. He is undeterred. 51-42.
What they need is a picture of Ben Bromley in like a swimsuit.
That'll freak out anybody. 9-point Baraboo lead. Thunderbirds have the ball. Vikings have turned up the defensive pressure. Lefevre is double-teamed. He throws it off Johnson, but it doesn't get out of bounds. Another steal for the Vikings. Vail dribbles across the timeline. Now he wants to penetrate on Rivas. Rivas knocks it out of bounds off Vail's leg. Thunderbird ball. John Moon will check in.
Nice defensive play by Rivas there, not only knocking the ball away, but going out off of the Stoughton Viking player.
Moon replaces Lefevre. Vikings are now applying full court pressure, man-to-man. No, take it back. I can't tell if it's a zone or not. Hannigan on the dribble. He crosses the timeline. He wants to go all the way for a layup and scores. Alex Hannigan with a clutch deuce.
His last three baskets have been clutch baskets.
2:38 to go. It's an 11-point Baraboo advantage. On the other end, Hibner draws a foul, but it's on the floor. It's going to be 1-1.
I think this is going to go against Johnny Moon. For him, it's going to be his third.
Alex Hannigan's clutch drives to the hoop. He'll help the T-Birds hold on to their lead.
10th team foul, so both teams will be in the double bonus now.
2:34 to go. It's Baraboo 53. Stoughton 42. Free throw in the air. Hibner continues to be perfect. And Jay Johnson checks out for the Vikings, replaced by Clawitter.
He's now 8 of 8 from the line.
Now that's perfect. That means he has not missed. Second free throw rattles out. You're welcome, everyone. Dan Olson grabs the rebound. He finds Alex Hannigan, who's hounded in the backcourt. But he finds Johnny Moon open. It's a 2-on-1. Moon to the hoop. Layup off the backboard. No good. Vikings get the rebound. LaShawn Brown dribbles on the left wing. Picks it up. It's stolen away by Hannigan. No, they're going to call it travel. Turnover. Send the ball to the Thunderbirds.
I don't know if he had the ball in his hands when they called the travel.
I'm not sure what happened there either, to be honest with you.
That doesn't matter. We have the ball, so.
Thunderbirds break the pressure. Hoping to bleed some clock here. 2 minutes to go. Ball's out of bounds.
Now they're pretty much doubling the basketball anywhere on the court.
Johnson's break was brief. He's back in, replacing Clawiter. Moon is out, replaced by, was it Rivas or Geckerman who came in? I can't keep track of it all.
Yeah, it was Geckerman, I believe.
Geckerman came back in. Baraboo 53, Stoughton 43, 2 minutes to go. Rivas on the drive, gives it out to Hannigan. Hannigan into traffic with a floater. Off the rim, no good. Stoughton grabs the rebound. Under 2 minutes to go. Can the Viking cut it to single digits? Three-point look, left wing, bounces in. High bouncing shot off the rim and in for Jaron Vale. And just like that, it's a seven-point ball game. And we've got a timeout on the floor as well. Full timeout for the Vikings. Well, they waited longer than Coach Weber might have liked to get that down to single digits and get back in this game. But with a minute 44 left, you got a shot. Now the fact that both teams are in the double bonus, I think, changes things a bit.
It certainly does. And I think if you're the Thunderbirds, you got to remind yourself, you got the clock on your side, you got the score on your side. They're going to have to come out and get you at some point.
No doubt.
But that's hard when you're out there, you got the ball, and you got two defenders rolling at you.
Right. And you're just going to have to sink some free throws down the stretch.
Just so you're aware, the possession arrow currently going in the direction of the Stoughton Vikings.
See, that's why you're the best in the business right there, on top of these details. So it's going to be Baraboo basketball. A minute 44 left. Stoughton, I imagine, will continue to apply full court pressure. It'll be on the T-Birds to break that pressure and potentially sink some free throws.
This has been a pretty exciting game. It's kind of making me forget about the dangling ceiling tile above our heads.
I prefer just not to think about it.
I'm glad you pointed that out to me at halftime.
I shouldn't have said a word. I'm sure it's coincidental they put it right over our broadcast table. Bear Lefevre at the end line. Inbounds to Rivas. Gets it back to Lefevre. Finds Hannigan. He dribbles across the timeline. He's got a wide-open Geckerman. Instead, he finds Olsen streaking on the left side, but he misses the wide-open layup. Vikings grab the rebound. Hibner's got it. He finds Vale, who sunk the three last time down the court. But there's a handoff that's batted around. Sullivan comes down with it. His left-handed flip off the board is good. Sullivan is doing major damage in the second half. And there's a foul on the backcourt. So now we'll get down to can the T-Birds sink some free throws, leading 53-48 with a minute 15 to go.
Carter Sullivan now with 19 points all coming in the second half.
Incredible. Well, it wouldn't be a boys game without it being a barn burner here at home, partner. We've seen a lot of entertaining contests.
We certainly have. We've gotten our money's worth, so I know the fans have.
We certainly have. So Bear Lefevre steps to the line. We mentioned he was clutch in the win over Edgewood on Tuesday. First free throw here is good. He has five. T-Birds lead by six. Lefevre dribbles. Shoots. That one rattles out. Johnson's got the rebound. Here come the Vikings. They'll take a one-point trip any day of the week at this point. Sullivan finds Hibner. Hibner's going to fire for a deep three. Right wing. No good. Hannigan with the rebound. That's a big miss and a big rebound for Baraboo. Hannigan dribbling out of the pressure. Crosses the timeline. He kicks it over to Lefevre for a layup. It's good. A big dish and finish. Thunderbirds lead by eight. A minute to go.
That was all set up by Alex Hannigan.
He had a three-on-one, and on the other end, Richter kisses one off the glass. His second field goal. It's back to a six-point game, and we got, I think, a call the T-Birds aren't happy with, and I missed it. What do we got here?
I don't know.
Vikings basketball.
Yeah, I don't know if he stepped on the line.
Must have. LaShawn Brown will return for Stoughton, replacing Johnson.
No real arguments, so.
Under 40 seconds to go. It's Stoughton ball. The Vikings trail by six. They're going to inbound beneath their own basket. They find Hibner for a corner three. No good. He's been ice cold from three. Rivas grabs the rebound. Finds Hannigan. Good idea.
That's whose hands I wanted in right now.
Yep. And Hannigan draws a foul in the backcourt. We're going to see a lot of him at the free throw line here in the final 29 seconds. And that's going to foul out LaShawn Brown. So Hannigan will step to the line. Hannigan's got 13 already. Johnny Moon returns, replacing Carter Rivas. Carter Rivas has got a little hitch in his giddy up again.
Yeah, well, the way he plays, he gets banged up a lot because he plays hard.
Sure does. Hannigan's first free throw is too strong. And so coming in for the Vikings, that's Holden Ackerman. He's going to replace Mason Richter. Hannigan's got one more free throw. He's scored 13 in the game so far. That one is up and good for the Baraboo senior. 7-point lead. Hibner brings it up. Working around a screen. Kicks it out. Sullivan's going to fire for three. Off the back iron, no good. Stoughton grabs the rebound. Vail with a nice bit of work, and he flips it in off the rim, no good. Sullivan grabs a rebound, but we're going to have a foul going the other way.
And I think that's on Sullivan.
I think you're right.
And if it is, that's his fifth.
So some of the top performers for the Vikings are fouling out. Carter Sullivan's night is over with 19 second-half points. Mason Richter will check back in to replace him. Meanwhile, Carter Rivas has returned, or he's going to return anyway, as Moon steps to the line.
Well, he'll return based on the result of this free throw.
Right.
If Johnny makes it, we'll see Carter. If not, we might not.
12.3 seconds left. Thunderbirds lead by 7. Moon's free throw is good. He's got 3. And Carter Rivas, he actually took a seat again. I think he's trying to stretch his leg out. I think you can afford to put him on ice here. No reason to chance it. Moon's second free throw. No good. Off the back iron. Hibner with the rebound. 10 seconds to go. Vikings trail by 8. Hibner hands to Vail for a long three from the logo. No good. But Richter grabs the rebound. Kicks it out. Hibner 3 from the right wing. Long. And as time expires, the Thunderbirds hold on for a 58-50 win. Not quite as heart rate rising as the previous game, but still another thrilling contest.
It certainly had its moments.
So for the T-Birds, this will be their 6th consecutive victory. This will move them to 9-5 overall and 5-2 in the Badgers small. The Vikings fall to 7-5 and 4-3. In the Badger small. Coming up next for these two teams, Thunderbirds will host Mauston on Tuesday night. The Vikings will head to Waupun on Tuesday. One last time, we'll remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These are State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. Our halftime score here was Baraboo 25, Stoughton 15. Thunderbirds were able to build on that lead and were in control throughout. Stoughton got it down to as few as 5 in the second half with a spirited comeback led by Carter Sullivan's 19 second half points, but Thunderbirds were able to hold on with some outstanding efforts from Tanner Geckerman, Carter Rivas, Alex Hannigan. The guards really got it done tonight for Baraboo.
Well, and that's something that jumps out at you. The number of people in double figures tonight for the Thunderbirds. And some contributors, those are typically the guys who are leading the team in points or they're up close to that. But we had some guys step up really and have great nights that certainly contributed to this win. The first one that comes to mind is Tanner Geckerman. He had a great night, scoring 15 points, a couple of really solid defensive plays that helped lead to points for the Thunderbirds. Just a real nice game for Tanner. Solid games for Carter Rivas and Alex Hannigan as well. It's good to see. It's good to see different people stepping up and providing points and providing some defense when you need it. And just really impressed with this team as we watch them develop. They're young. They make some mistakes, but they play hard, and they keep coming at you, and they're on a great roll right now.
I don't think there's any accident that they've been winning a lot of close ball games, and they've got a 3-year starter at point guard. I think Alex Hannigan has really been key to holding on to leads down the stretch, getting back into games and maintaining control, but he also gets a lot of support. Like, he's got Carter Rivas to help him out when he's getting double teamed in the backcourt, And then when those guys are pressured, they're able to kick out to shooters like Tanner Geckerman and Bear Lefevre and Johnny Moon, who can knock down those threes.
Johnny's another guy who came in and I thought gave the Thunderbirds some quality minutes tonight, and good for him, you know. Scoring-wise, all...
You know, I'm going to have you hold that thought just a second. Partner. We'll come back after the break, and we'll run down the first half or the final statistics.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with Sriracha Ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where again your final score is Thunderbirds 58, the Vikings of Stoughton 50. And here with your statistics for tonight, John Gunnell.
Well, first for the visiting Vikings from Stoughton, they were led by Carter Sullivan, who actually led all scorers tonight, scoring 19 points, all of which came in the second half. Also, Jacob Hibner finished with 14. He had some big buckets for the Vikings as well. Jaron Vail had 7. LaShawn Brown had 5. Mason Richter, 4. And Jay Johnson finished with 1 point for the Vikings. They were 15 out of 18 from the free throw line. Pretty impressive, 83%. Thunderbirds, on the other hand, were successful as well. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. They were led tonight by Carter Rivas with 15 and Tanner Geckerman with 15 points. Alex Hannigan finished with 14, so three players in double digits for the Thunderbirds. Bear Lefevre had 7, Dan Olson had 4, and Johnny Moon had 3. Thunderbirds were 14 of 20 from the free throw line. I tell you what, I enjoy watching this team play.
Indeed, they've been in lots of tight games here in the last month and have won pretty much all of them. They've been clutch performers down the stretch.
You know, they lost one big one on a shot with about 4 seconds left in the game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And maybe that was a real learning experience, because since then they've been in a number of close games and they've come out on top. So we wish the Thunderbirds continued success. We're going to see them here at home again on Tuesday night. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. We're thrilled you're with us tonight, whether it was on 99.7 Max FM Radio or the NFHS Network or the Civic Media mobile app. John and I will be with you Tuesday night when the Thunderbirds have a little non-conference clash versus Stoughton. Like we mentioned, it'll be an old school, an old South Central Conference rivalry renewed.
Yeah, I love those old renewed rivalries. I remember many games playing against teams like Nakusa and Mauston and Adams Friendship, and those were fun days, and they're fun days now for the Thunderbirds on a 6-game winning streak.
How about that? So the Thunderbirds will enter that game 9-5. We hope you'll join us Tuesday night. One last time for John Gunnell, I am Ben Bromley, wishing you a pleasant evening and a great weekend.
coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Mace Michaels here with you. Friday night, 50-plus minutes of music this hour. We are sweeping through non-stop, continuous music set. Steve Winwood on the way, the cars, and Eddie Money cruising around the corner. Let's see, Spin Doctors. We'll throw those boys in there as well. This is Jane Child. She is resisting as much as she can. She does not want to fall in love. I guess, you know, listen here. She'll give you her reasons. 99.7 Max FM.
Too much, I've seen it all. inside, I hope you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a lineup.
Waited on a line.
Yeah. Just to be the next to be with you.
Why be alone when we can be together, baby? You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. Show.